Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya, on the topic of Kibud Av V'Aim, Mishal Av and Mishal Ben. In the first three shiurim, we saw Neflos, Gedolos, Mitoras Hashem. And now we are going to continue B'siyata D'Shmaya, again based on the Torah B'Reinu Rabbeinu Agona Gadol, Zechut Tzadik L'Vracha. We saw Tut Stadim. To how to understand the sheet of Mishal Av, is it pshat that the mitzvah is the Taitzah, and since the mitzvah is the Taitzah of Kavod, the outcome that he gets is Kavod, Mimela, you don't have to spend money for that, because the Iker is that he gets his Kavod. But since the Iker is that he's a Mechubad, that the mitzvah is not to spend money. The mitzvah is to make him a mechubah, the toitzah of kavod. That now he's satisfied, he's been fed, and given to eat and to drink. So that's one possibility. Since it's the toitzah, he's not obligated to spend money. Because the machilu and mashkei was just a means to get to that end of him being a mechubad. So even though he's chayiv in machilu and mashkei as a chitimsi for the tzitzah of the hanah, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. But since the mechayiv is covered, and it has nothing to do, the mechayiv has nothing to do with hatzas mamon, there's no chiyuv ma'isa. Only according to what's mischayv mitachlis hamitzvah. Tachlis hamitzvah is that he's a mechubit. That's nothing to do with atzas mamon. So mele, there's no chiyuv atzas mamon. Another way of looking at it is that the chiyuv is on the etzem ma'achilu mashkeu, and the giving him to eat and to drink. But since the Torah used the lashon of kavod, therefore there's no atzas mamon. The word kavod doesn't mean atzas mamon. The pasuk was megala that there's no chiyuv to be motzi mamon. In achinami, the chiyuv is the ikar kavod, not the toitzah, but kavod doesn't mean money. So it could be that the kavod, the fact that it says kavod is a siba that you don't have to spend money. Because kavod doesn't mean money. Or maybe it's just a simon, it's a alfusa. That you have to be mechabed. And so that he becomes a mechubed. And that's a sign that you don't have to spend money. Because the point is him becoming a mechubed. That your father is mechabed. Not that you've spent money, that's not part of the mitzvah. So taking this further, we'll now explain the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Gimel. It says there about V'adarta Pnei Zokein, Pnei Seva Tokum, V'adarta Pnei Zokein, to give kavod to the elderly, give kavod to the Talmud Chacham. Yachol yadrenu b'mamon. I might think that you have to give him kavod, you have to give him hider with money. Talmud Leimar, no. Tokum v'adarta. Makim ha-she'in b'chesrin kis. Av hider she'in b'chesrin kis. Standing up doesn't have chisarin kis. Tokum. So the v'adarta, the kavod you give him, also doesn't have chisar and kiss. Frak the Gemara, v'kima lesba chisar and kiss. Standing up doesn't involve a loss of money. Milo yaskinan, kamnakiv malginiso, adahochi vahochi koim mikame obotum imelachto. Is the pasuk not talking about a person who is making holes in jewelry, meaning he's being paid, he's working, And then in the meantime, a zaken passes by, and he has to stand up in front of him. Vato me malachto, and he's going to be mevatel his malacha, and he's going to be mafsid the sach gelt. So you see that by kima there is chisar and kis. And for the Gemara, ala akish kima lehidr. Go for keretz. Don't be makish. Don't learn makima she'en b'chesrin kis. Av hidr ein b'chesrin kis. Learn like this. Ma hidr she'en bo bittel. Just like hidr. In other words, being mechabe b'dvarim or b'mammon. But hidr doesn't have an inyan of bittel. There's no bittel malacha by hidr. So to kima she'en bo bittel. Kima means there's no bittul malacha. And then once you make that hekesh, hakesh nami hidr l'kima. Ma kima ein b'chisrin kis. Av hidr she'en b'chisrin kis. So hidr has no chisrin kis. The kima has no chisrin kis. The Hidr also has no chesrin kis. So Balei Amonios and Allah to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham. Because they're being mad to their work. So what do we learn here in the Gemara? We learn that Hidr has no bitul malacha, memele kima. Don't be mevatel your malacha. Stop working for zaken. And also, don't lose money. Kima doesn't require a loss of money, so Hidr also doesn't require a loss of money. Ad kan mitivrei hasugya. The explanation of the sugya would appear to be as follows. Reinu Rabbeinu Zatzal explained elsewhere that in contrast to kibud avim, where there's an inyan of ezu kovod, that's mechayiv ma'achilu or mashkeyu, ein din zeh b'kovod rabbeinu. This din of ma'achilu mashkehu we don't find by kavod rabba. You find by kavod being mechabed your father, you find ma'achilu mashkehu. You don't find it being mechabed your rebbe at ma'achilu mashkehu. And that's the issue in our sugya. In other words, there is hidr when it's your Rebbe or it's a zaken. And hidr is like Rashi writes. What's hidr? Lashon Rashi, Lamed Gimel. She'ein lashon hidr ela nesius panim o b'mamon o kibud dvorim. Lashon of hidr is showing favoritism. How? Showing honor. How? Either monetarily or verbally. So that's hidr. And you have hidr by Rebbe and a zaken, v'adarta p'nei zaken. And after we learn from kima that it means that it should only be b'dvarim, in other words, just the word hidr alone, you would say that it means, like Rashi says, mitgeld. So comes the Gemara and tells us, no, we have a Hekesh, and the Hekesh zokt that it's no mammon. You learn from Kima that no money is involved. Hidr, strictly speaking, is money, but from Kima you learn no money. Lachar di alfinan mikima, she'akavena irak v'kibu dvarim. So it's not shayich, a chiyuv, of maisim, of ma'achilu and mashkeyu. That are shaykh to chesrin kis. So now, you don't have anything that's going to make you lose money. And then we also learn that you're not chayv b'kima b'tul malacha from hidr. Because Hiddur is Mamon Akiva Dvarim, but it doesn't mean Bittul Malacha. So first you learn Kima from Hiddur, that there's going to be no loss of money. And therefore you don't have to be Machil and Mashke, because that's Shayach to Chesr and Kis. And you learn Fakert, you learn from Hiddur, that's you learn Hiddur from Kima, and then Kima you learn first in the Gemara. Or second, you learn Hiddur to Kima. Kima teaches about Hiddur. That Kima is no chisar and kiss. So Hiddur also has no chisar and kiss. So when you stand, there's no monetary, it doesn't cost you anything. So to Hiddur shouldn't cost you anything. And you learn, Hiddur teaches you about Kima. Because Hiddur has no Bittul Malacha. So to Kima has no Bittul Malacha. Vim Kain, Yisod HaDavar Mefurash, Basugya Kan, Shekol Shu Inyan Shel Kavod, Vihidu Dvarim, Ein Bazeh Chiyuv, Shel Chisaron Kis. The moment you're in the world of Kavod and Hiddur of Dvarim, there's no room for Chesr and Kis. That's what we see in this Sugya. Because Kima teaches us about Hiddur that it's only going to be with Dvarim. It's not going to be with money. So as long as you're in the realm of just being mechabed with Dvarim, then there's going to be no inyan of chisar and kiss. And that's like the second sad we said before. We said it's sad that the etzem mitzvah is ma'achilo mashkeyo. That's the etzem mitzvah. It's not just a toitzah that he's mechobed. The etzem mitzvah is giving him food. But since the Torah uses the lashon of kavod, and kavod doesn't mean hotzas mamon, so the Torah was megale that you don't have to spend money on this mitzvah. You have to give him food, but you don't have to spend money. And that we see from the sugya about hiddur for Tamin Chachamim and Zakenim. The Kima tells us that there's no chiyuv of machil and machil o mashkeyo, because machil o mashkeyo would like the chisar and kiss. And the Torah uses a lashon to show you that this is a hiddur that doesn't have chisar and kiss. So b'chlal, it's only going to be hiddur b'dvarim, so there's no machil and mashke. By us, by Kibbutz Avayim, yes, there's a chiyuv of machil and mashke, but not when it involves chisar and kiss. So in other words, the Torah uses lashonos to preclude any chisar and kiss. So by, when it comes to Kibbutz Rabo, it uses the lashon of kim and hiddur to show you that there's no machil and mashke. Because kima has no chesr and kiss, hiddur also has no chesr and kiss. So it must be then that we said the word hiddur, we only mean kibud bidvarim. Because hiddur is either b'mamon or bidvarim. The moment you say, there's no chesr and kiss, so it's only hiddur bidvarim. So to a lashon of kavod, kavod doesn't imply mamon. So yes, when it says to be mechavid your father, it means machal and mashke, but not with hotzas mamon. Just like you see hiddur. Hiddur could mean hotzas mamon, But it doesn't, because we learn from Kima that it doesn't. So all it is kibud b'dvarim. Kavod in the first place doesn't mean hotzas mamon. So yes, there's a chiyuv of machal and mashke, but there's no hotzas mamon. That's what the lashon of kavod tells you. So yes, the mitzvah is machal and mashke, but not when it costs you money. Because kavod is not about spending money. Hiddur is, but we have a mute that like Rabbi and Zaken, it isn't. Kavod is b'chal not an inyan of hotzas mamon. And with this we understand what the Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Luchos Talmud Torah, in Halacha Beis, Vein Baalei Umanios Chayavin Lamoit, Shenemar Tokum Vehadarta, Ma Hidur She'em Bechisaron Kis, Af Kima She'em Bechisaron Kis, Ad Kan, V'tom Hashem Alecha Mishne, Sherei Ad Rabba, Chamam says that Baalei Umanios, craftsmen, are not allowed to stand before Zakenim. Because just like Hidr has no Chesron Kis, so Tukim has no Chesron Kis. So Frekta Lechem Mishnah, I don't understand. In the Gemara we learn Hidr from Kima. Vamam here says, just like Hidr doesn't have monetary loss, so Tukima doesn't have monetary loss. What do you mean? In the Gemara you learn just the opposite, Pumfakert. You learn Hidr from Kima. Just like Kima doesn't have Chisar and Kis, so too Hidr doesn't have Chesar and Kis. And the Rambam, Farj writes the Limud. The Rambam switches it around, the Fuch al Fuch. Rambam says, just like Hidr doesn't have Chesar and Kis, so too Kima. The Gemara says, just like Kima doesn't have Chesar and Kis, so too Hidr. As Echa Rambam Kotev Afuch. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. The Rambam is talking about Bittul Malacha. Ein Baalei Umanios Roshoim L'chayavim L'amod. The Rambam read wegen Bittul Malacha. Ela, Shimu Rak Chiyuv Shel Yachas, Shel Kavod, ומשום כך, אין חיוש של חסרון כיס. לא שנה בזה חסרון כיס מביטול מלאכה. The Rambam is talking about ביטול מלאכה. But if it's only a obligation, if it is only an obligation of a relationship of respect, and because of this, there is no obligation to lose money for respect. You don't have to lose money, kavod. So then there'd be no difference between chesed and kis and bittul malacha. And kibud aveim is different, because by kibud aveim, we have a chiyuv of ezu kavod, Ezu Moira, so that requires certain meisim. So even though Al Kopanim, you're not obligated to spend money on these meisim, like according to the Mandom and Mishalav, as we explained, that is only vis-a-vis spending money. But meisim are giving over of yourself. And that's your chayiv. Even though the giving of yourself for the mitzvah does not allow you to give yourself over to your malacha. You can't be working if you're giving the kavod. That's what the Gemara learns about Mandamar Mishalah, that it implies bittul malacha, that you're not going to be working because you have to give yourself over to your father. You can't be working that time. So spending money, no. But bittul malacha, yes. And with that, we have a havamina, that hu adin kima, which is a chiyuv of a specific maisa. Just like kibud aveim is a chiyuv maisa, and that's machayiv bittul malacha. So too, kima. Standing up is an obligation to do a specific act. Afal pishi sadome chamat kavodhu, al kol panim echiyuv maase ze, yitchayev gam bebitul melacha. So yeah, it's a chiyuv kavod, but this chiyuv kavod is also going to necessitate a bitul melacha, like kibud avim. And on that, we have a yalfusa from Hiddur that it's not a chiyuv maisa. And therefore, there's no chiyuv of bitul melacha. Ma hidur, omerat ha-gemara, she'en bo bitul, af kimo she'en ba bitul. Hiddur has no bitul, because that's not a chiyuv maisa. So to kima has no bitul malacha. So who adin kenu bekima? That kima has no bitul malacha. And that's what the Rambam says. Lenyan ba'alei umaniyois. That after we know what hidur is from the hekesh to kima, and what is hidur? A mice of covet and out of spending money. And that the Rambam doesn't bring. Because after the Alfusa, we already know that's pshat and hiddur. Because as Rashi says, there are a number of possibilities in hiddur. Mam and dvarim, and the Alfusa from Kima is telling us that it's talking about hiddur dvarim, and not mam. And the Rambam doesn't have to bring the whole Havamin and the Gemara and the Pior Pashto Saksuvim, what the pasuk means. So after we know now what hiddur means. What is hiddur? Hiddur means not spending money. Where do you get that hiddur is not spending money? You get it from Kima. But now we know that hiddur means not spending money. That's where the Rambam is starting. Yesh ladun al din. V'lo al pshat. So now we want to know what the halacha is. Now what's pshat in the psukim? What's the halacha? Is there a inyan of bitul malacha when you stand up? Should you stand up if it involves a bitul malacha? And on that the Rambam writes, like the Gemara says, that we learn kima from hiddur. The Gemara says you learn kima from hiddur. And what does it say? Akish kima lehidur. Ma hidur she'en bo bitul. Af kima she'en bo bitul. So now the Rambam says like the Gemara, that we learn kima from hiddur. Shem k'shem she'bi hidur. Kevin she'en o chiyuv ma'aseh. So hiddur isn't a chiyuv ma'aseh. Hiddur is covered with dvarim. So memela by hiddur, you're patur from bitul malacha, from the same place that there's a ptur on klal chesrin kis. Because what do? We establish pshat that what does hiddur mean? Hiddur means bitvarim. So what does dvarim exclude? It excludes that there's no chiyuv alts bitul malacha. And there's also no chiyuv al tzchesr and kis. Tikishem shebi hidur kevin sheinu chiyuv maise. Patuhu mi bitul malacha mi oiso ptur sheyeshnoi boi al klal chesr and kis. So he's patur also from bitul malacha, from the same ptur that he has in general losing money, that he doesn't have to lose money. So hu adin ne'amar ptur zeh b'chiyuv maise shel kimeh. So in the same way, we have this p'tul in the chiyuv ma'isa of kima. So that's the Rambam. Vein ba'alei amaniyot chayovim lamod, shneim avitokim ve'adarto, ma hidur she'ein b'chesron kis. Meaning, we know what the word hidur means. Hidur means no bitul malacha. And no chesrin kis. Afkima she'en b'chesrin kis. So Kim also says no ches from kis. So again, the Rambam isn't coming to tell us pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk is before the Rambam. Pshat is that Kim is telling us about hider, that it doesn't mean by hider that you have to lose money. And therefore, what does hider yes mean? Hider yes means hider bedvarim. So the moment we know that's what hider means, we get it from Kima. We know that hider only means bedvarim. So that tells you that not only by hider is there going to be no chisar and kis, but there's also not going to be a chiyuv to be mevatel malacha, to stand up in front of zakenim. That's why the Rambam says ma'ad shem b'chesron kis afkim shem b'chesron kis, because the Rambam's trying to prove, what's the halacha the Rambam's trying to prove? Ein ba'alei umani os chayavim lama. You don't have to stand. And it says takum ve'adarta. So hider we know means ein b'chesron kis, meaning ein b'chesron kis and ein b'bitul malacha. Ein b'chesron kis because there's no chiyuv ma'isa. The same p'tur that you have al tzchesr and kis, you also have al tzbitul malacha, because hider means bidvarim. So my hider that there's no chesr and kis and there's no bitul malacha. So tukima, there's also going to be no chesr and kis and bitul malacha. Memela, ein ba'alei amani os chayavim lamod mipnei es kenim. Shenamer takum ve'adarta. So what we're doing is we're learning that when it comes to hider, hider means no chesr and kis. And so to by us, by kibud avim, kavod means no chesr and kis. Yes, there's machal and mashke, but no chesr and kis. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the machna there in the Gemara. What's the sal kedaitoch she'adrenu lemamen? What's the sal kedaitoch that you should be mahadir zakenim with geld? V'aregam aviv she'ukash l'kvot shemayim kaimalan she'no ela mishel av. Even when it comes to your father, that the honor of your father is equated to the honor of shemayim, we paskin that the father has to be paying. So mehechitesi, that when it comes to rabbi, you'll be chayav to be mahadir and b'mamin. Azoyat kefrek the makne. Why would you think that rabbi you have to be mechayav, honor him with money, when your own father you don't have to honor him with money? And honoring your father is honoring God. So based on what we said, all that we paskin, mishel ov, is because hider is only covered with varim, and therefore there's no chesr and kis, because that's the din by a father. What does it mean when it says kabed? Kabed es avicha v'simecha means dimechaberim with varim, act in honorable ways towards him. Also machil and mashke, but no chesr and kis. The we pass in Mishalav is because hider is covered with varim. There's no chiyav chesrin kis. Aval ilu haya perusho shel hidur hotzaat mamon benetina zo. If the perish of chesrin kis was if the parish of hider was spending money, that would also be the parish of kabeda savicha, hither is megala what kavod is. If hither would be hatzalas mammon, then kavod would also be hatzalas mammon. And if that would be true, then kibud avim would definitely have to be mishal pen. Only after we see that the inyan of hither is not monetarily, it's just giving a yachas of kavod, it's relating in an honorable way, that's what hider means, hider b'dvarim. So kumokein hu ha-kavod, that it says by keep it off. So that's all you have to do for your father, it's just kavod, and there's no money involved. The only reason there's any money involved with your father is because we have a yalfusa from kaberes Hashem Mehoncha. The Gemara learns, so kaberes Hashem Mehoncha costs you money. So kibbutz must also cost you money. So how's the mandar and mishalav going to deal with that? And the Gemara's answer is bitul malacha. So kaberes Hashem Mehoncha, he learns into a bitul malacha. But that's as far as you're going to go. So that's after you have the alfusa of what hider is. In other words, you only get kavod from hider. The maknas kasha was, what's the havamina? That you should be mahadir your Rebbe with mammon. Ah, you're not mahadir your father with mammon. So the teretz is, you only know you're not mahadir your father with mammon because you know you're not mahadir your Rebbe with mammon. So it starts with your Rebbe. The whole din of the father is geboit, the banui is built on the din of the Rebbe. So don't ask me, why would you think you're mechabed your Rebbe with money, you're not mechabed your father with money. Because you only know you're not mechabed your father with money because you're not mechabed your Rebbe with money. After that, yalfusa. After the yalfusa, that hither isn't with mammon, we know also kavod also isn't with mammon. So Baruch Hashem, we made advancement in this sugya. But we still have a long way to go. That is so exciting. There is so much delicious Torah waiting for us, my Rabbi Sai. So we ask you to please stay tuned. And we will see continuing the flow of Smitayras Hashem and Mirta Hashem. It will be S.A. super awesome. And please stay tuned. I thank you for staying with me until now. It's been amazing. And it should continue to be. And Yirtze Hashem. So thank you again. And we should be Zocha Lilmod L'Olam Yidlishmo V'Las L'Kam Shkola Simetor Sebi Ahava. And always remember that Sof Tavar HaKol Nishma Et Elokim Yira V'Et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom.